Well, everyone, it is the start of the new year. Do you guys know what happened last time we talked about New Year's resolutions?
No, I don't remember.
COVID happened shortly after.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
No, yeah.
Something like big.
Not to bring the room down, but...
Something big happened.
No, 2023. So, a year ago was 20... Oh, we didn't talk about... New Year's resolutions last year?
I don't think so, no.
Oh, okay.
We had a weirder... Were we on hiatus?
3 years?
I don't know if we were on...
We broke twice for COVID.
I know, yeah, but I think it was either that or, like, our recording schedule was just, like, different. You know, like, we're looking more to, like, plan stuff out on our episodes to, like, talk about stuff that's relevant.
Are you saying it's not 2023 when we're recording this?
Shit.
Shut up. Damn it. Don, I'm going to see my office.
We're going to go upstairs and like, this is my bedroom.
Just edit him out. Now, what was funny was our good friend in that I play with, and he's in the Discord, Brood King. When he started it, he said that we had convinced him to start it, and he blew through every single episode. But he was just like, yeah, it was really kind of depressing hearing you guys that like whatever episode it was talking about like New Year's resolution. He was just like, oh no. Oh, no. I know what's coming.
Mm-hmm. I really just wish the world would prosper and not people won't go crazy.
But let's talk about the years since this podcast has started. It's a new year. What ideas do we have for the new year? What do you want to do more or less?
This is like personal resolutions or just like.
Whatever. I mean, but mine is, I'll tell you mine. Mine is related to the DPS in that, like, I want to get back into streaming some more. I got out of it for a while. It was just kind of difficult with my schedule, but God dang it, I love streaming.
Mm-hmm.
When I was streaming Widger on our Twitch channel, we had people in there and that, like, we were joking about a lot of stuff, making Geralt do funny things, which was just so much fun with the chat. So I want to get back into streaming. I want to do some more of that. And yeah, that's something I want to do more in the new year.
I'd like to actually get my porch fixed.
Oh yeah!
Oh my gosh, you still haven't gotten that fixed?
You just found out about it today, you prick!
No, that happened like 2 months ago.
Yeah, that was 2 months ago.
These are the people I've chosen to partner with.
I tried to go through and I fell right through and I entered Narnia. I don't know why I was there.
People don't know this Narnia.
Wait, that's what's in there?
Porch. Yeah.
Jake's gone. Okay. And he never came back.
I lived a much better life being in Narnia.
If there's a white queen, don't get the candy.
You know that stuff's flavored with rose water.
I know, we just talked
this
about
was,
this.
This is very recent.
Yeah.
Oh.
So my resolution, have you any of y'all seen the thing with Chris Hemsworth? It's called like Limitless or whatever.
Nope.
It's just Chris Hemsworth doing a bunch of like push to the limit like things. Like he did like a crane walk over some super tall building in Sydney.
Okay.
He's like doing like Arctic water surfing,
all
right, and like kind of wild stuff, right?
Okay.
So for the crane walk thing, they were talking, or in preparation, he was learning about like stress management and stuff. So he like
what the weird, but no.
Well, you're up on a high.
I get it. What's that method for like people that have like phobias or whatever? It's called like
shitting your pants.
Nah, I mean yeah, probably, but no, there's a.
Oh, I feel so much better now.
Yeah, my tummy didn't hurt so bad anymore. No, it's called like enveloping or something that. Immersing. Yeah, like if you have like a fear of spiders, to like go to like a spider zoo and like
jump into a tank of spiders.
Like one of those things.
Your local spider zoo.
Local spider zoo.
In Australia, that is probably a thing.
For the Australian listeners, support me on this one. Tell me this is spider zoo.
But so he was training with firefighters. Because firefighters, they have to do a lot of stress management.
Oh, yeah.
Because very stressful job.
Yeah.
And apparently what these firefighters in Australia do is, like, they practice, like, breathing exercises.
Yeah.
So that when they're in stressful situations, they can kind of refocus their breath, mm-hmm. lower their heart rate, and think clearer when they're in, like, the heat of the moment, literally.
Yeah. I've watched Demon Slayer, I know.
So
I want to cut through that boulder, man.
Yep. Yeah. Famous so, like, firefighter anime.
Which there is one.
There is one.
Oh my gosh. So this one like medical professional that was in the show was like, yeah, it's been proven that like if you just take like 15 minutes a day, just like doing breathing and meditation, like you can actually reduce your risk of heart disease and a bunch of other disease. So like that's awesome.
Yeah.
And you know, being a parent is super stressful. So me and my wife started meditating.
Nice. That's cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you want to make that sort of like a regular thing for you guys?
Yeah. Literally as soon as the baby's asleep, that's when we do it.
Nice.
Because that's when we're most stressed.
Okay. Yeah.
That's why I came over to your house yesterday. I was trying to interrupt it.
Oh, no. At nighttime. Yeah. At nighttime. Yeah.
Times because everybody's done sleeping, just shake the crib.
Wake up. John. Testing your meditation. How did you slip through our defenses?
Just break your door up and start throwing water balloons at you.
Give your kid a noisemaker.
Yeah.
So you start shaking it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, we have a noise machine, though.
And that solves all your problems.
John's going to be the one that comes over with like a drum set toy or something batteries. He's like, here you go.
Yeah.
No. I'm just trying to give him the music.
Just as I'm handing it to Cohen, it's like, from hell's heart, I stab at thee, Tim.
For looking around in my house.
Kel, what do you want to do more this year?
I don't know. This year is weird for me. This month we have like my youngest daughter Rayla we're going to be doing a bunch of doctor's appointments to get her diagnosed for most likely cerebral palsy. But that's what we've been dealing with all this past year. So it's kind of hard to say what our year is going to look like. Probably a lot more just being tired and struggling.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to set like lofty expectations or goals.
Mm-hmm.
But I think my main one is probably just trying to spend as much quality time with Brock and Una as possible.
Oh yeah.
Just because, you know, when we're stressed dealing with Rayla and just like caring for her and all of her needs,
mm-hmm.
you know, I don't want them feeling like they're missing out
on our
time. So, you know, giving them their due and their time, and also focusing on just general self-care for Rebecca and I. That's about as lofty as I can get.
Yeah. You know, making it more simple does make it like,
yeah.
You know,
and other things are going well. Like, I love my job, and I, you know, I got a sweet raise this year, and
hey.
You know, everything there is fine. Found out that, so we were nervous for a little bit because Johns Hopkins is the you know, Kennedy Krieger at Johns Hopkins is like one of the premier children's hospitals for like treating and working with children with neurological disorders.
Mm-hmm.
And we were worried because at the end of last year, our insurance and Johns Hopkins were like, they were at a dispute, and it was possible the entire of Johns Hopkins was going to drop Care First from their network. And that they fortunately did work it out. And so that's not a problem.
Thank God, because that back and forth between insurance and hospitals.
Well, I got that notification in October.
Mm-hmm.
And October was right after Rebecca and I kind of came to the realization that Raylo probably has something going on with her.
Mm-hmm.
So we were like, well, I mean, this is the only real hospital we can go to work with this. So we had already kind of got that ball rolling.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a relief when that came through. So yeah. So I just want to, I feel like this year is going to be probably another big, just survival year for me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. Our kids are around the age where it's almost easier to like have fun with. So like you're talking about, you know, spending more time with like Rock and Una, and like I like love spending time with Mendley. Like we do like all sorts of stuff, and it's luckily it's fun when they're at that age it's almost easier to like have fun because they're just like impressed by anything. You know, like you can just like mystify them with like anything. So it's definitely fun. You know, I can say that as a father of a kid around that age, just like opening up a book and just like reading to them is one of the like more like simple pleasures to like do with them. So I totally feel you on that. Just wanting to spend more time. Hopefully, work doesn't suck up most of our life.
Yeah, I read with Brocken in every single night. It's always the best. Oh, it's pretty much the best part of our day.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know how to segue this one.
Well,
yeah.
What?
I got ignored. Because
who?
Me. What?
What?
My New Year's resolution is getting heard.
No, it's like trying to go after that. I'm like, well, house. That's all I want. I just want to live.
Yeah, I feel you there.
Somewhere that my own place. Mm-hmm. That's all I want right now. And I want this damn housing bubble to go away.
Yeah, I'm waiting for that to explode.
To explode, and all these people that buy all these houses and say, I'm just on term to an Airbnb. And I'm like, no, fuck all.
Oh my god, yeah. Every single thing. There were two houses that we actually went to look at, and they were just within what we were looking for, but they were bids. And so everyone that had more money than me.
Yeah, there was a lot of time. It was just like, oh, this looks like great. And they were like, well, yeah, it's technically someone else could just come up behind you and be like,
yeah,
they're $2,000.
Yeah. I was sweating my ass off when we made the offer on this house, because I was like, man, someone could just come in and outbid me.
Yeah.
It's like, ugh.
Yeah. Even in the cases where it's not like a bid on a house, if somebody else just pays, you know, $5,000 more, of course they're just going to be like, well, we're going to take the more money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, even then, there's a bit of, like, a bid, even if it's, like, a regular conventional loan or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Easily. I mean, it's either that or I move into John's place. I mean, you got a room.
What?
What?
I'll be in the basement. It's fine.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
But his rent
can be fixing the barn.
Exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
And he can live there.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, actually, that's, live that's in the a garage. Sweet deal.
It's fine. I've lived in worse places. It's fine.
Yeah, you can sleep in the oil pit.
With all the cave crits.
Sweet oil pit.
Yeah, it is sweet, wicked. Sweet.
Just light it up during the winter and keeps you warm.
Exactly.
Oh, you put a fire down there. That'd be awesome.
Or you could just use the chimney and the fireplace.
No.
Oh, you mean the leaning
giant
chimney?
Giant blazing flame pit. Just fill it with oil.
That way, when Mark finally decides to betray me, he can just kick me into it.
No. Diesel fuel in there.
Hey, great. John, don't worry about it. The firehouse is a block away from you. You'll be fine.
It's the police station.
There's a police station right there. There's fire right there.
Yeah, firehouse in the other direction. Yeah.
Mark's just sitting in there on like a lawn chair next to the giant 10-foot blazing pit, inhaling all of the fumes.
He's just dead.
I don't got much brain left, but goddamn, feels good.
Mark's been sitting in that closed barn with the fire going for about 2 days.
Most restful sleep I've got.
You've never slept until you slept for 36 hours straight from a fume knockout.
That's my goal.
What I did was I took 5 Ambien and then I went right to the barn.
5 Ambien. Oh yeah.
Well, you know, speaking of fire damage,
bam, segue.
There it goes.
I made it work.
You guys dealt with quite a fight last episode. Mm.
Yeah.
The Chavarka priest, they were much smarter than your previous encounters. And you had to deal with these creatures called the Ilocos, which are actually native to the Mwangi. Crocodilian-like faces.
I thought they were from the first world or something.
They are Fae, but
they're originally from...
Yes, okay. They're Fae, but they're native to the Mwangi.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, these guys were tactical in what they were doing. And, you know, Kesra, you went down to Orc Ferocity, what, turn 2 or something? Turn 3, maybe?
Yeah, it was like turn 3, I think.
Yeah, but you guys dealt with a bunch, but you managed to take out the two Ilocos, and then you took care of the dragon priest directly after.
I think Adalar healed me for a total of like 113 damage.
A bunch of damage.
2 turns.
119.
Jeez. that's how much gold you owe.
Yeah, right.
1 health point, that's gold.
Some of those are temporary hit points, so I'll take that off the top.
Yeah.
That would almost full heal Benson.
You get a discount off if you heal over 50. That's what
Yeah.
Bulk order heal discount.
Buy in bulk.
Buy in bulk and save.
All right, so, Timmy, you were doing this insufferable thing where you were making me roll dying saves for these creatures.
Yeah. So I realized during the start of this session that I I would not have walked towards the dragon priest with this spell.
Okay.
Not as great a chance of success. So, mm-hmm. I actually... magical bell in hand.
Uh-huh.
I walk over to this downed Locos.
Mm-hmm.
And you just hear this pulsing...
Whoa.
And the dark energy that's emanating from this bell as it is trying to suck the life force from this creature. Oh. I need it to make me a will save.
It's unconscious.
It still has to make a will save.
Nah.
Target one living creature that has zero HP.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, or is dying.
Fuck.
Uh-huh.
Takes like I don't want.
You've got to be shitting me.
You rolled a natural 20.
I know, I rolled a natural 1.
Oh! Oh, yeah. That's so good.
I hate this. I hate this. I don't even know what it is, and I hate it.
You snuff the life out of a creature on the brink of death.
Take that, dead creature.
You're double dead.
No. It was dying, but since it failed, the target dies. And as this creature very visibly stops moving, you can see its soul is actually being sucked into this shadowy bell, and then as the bell kind of disappears, it goes into Adalar's palm, and you see that energy get absorbed into his body as you see Adalar looking a lot less weary from battle, and you see fire flickering on his fingertips, and he looks over at Elkwood and says, "Not everything I picked up in Chilliax was all for naught."
What? So
he casted Death Knell.
Oh, okay.
So because I killed the creature with it, mm-hmm. I gained 10 temporary hit points and a +1 status bonus to attack and damage rolls.
That's a good thing.
For 10 minutes.
Wow.
Well, yep.
And because it's it just attack rolls, it applies to my spell attack.
Yep.
Well, now you'll have it for the 10-minute wait we have to do in this room.
Seriously?
We need to take 10 minutes.
Why?
I'm wounded. We used our focus spells. You kind of need to heal.
I didn't use my focus spell.
Well, you can go by yourself.
I don't care about you guys.
That's awesome. I love this spell.
I can keep going. I can keep going.
Okay.
Here we go.
Are you ready for this? All right. It just applies to a creature who is at zero HP.
Uh-huh.
One of the creatures stabilized.
Uh huh.
So if possible, because I didn't. I mean, obviously, you guys would tell me, "Hey, we're just gonna rest here."
He's like, "All right,
I will wait, and then can we just carry this into before we're going?"
I do like the idea of you casting the spell, doing something cool, and then Benton literally saying, "Hey, can we rest?
Can we rest?"
Sorry, I didn't mean to stomp on your thunder. That was really cool.
It was so funny, though.
It was cool and all, but
I'm at half health and wounded. He used his lay on hands. I used both of my focus spells.
Yeah, but it'll still apply just after the rest.
In those 6 seconds, they both approach you and they're like, can you heal?
Yeah, just stabilize the creature and do it right before we entered the room.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's what I did. If you want me to, if you want to reroll the will save later.
Come on.
Is Death Knell a level 1 spell?
It's a level... it's not a level 1 spell.
Oh, wow. You can do
that dirty anytime you want, because you can cast stabilize. It's like kills creatures.
Oh,
like,
oh yeah, that's true.
Wow, that's actually correct.
You can just stabilize creatures with the intent to murder them later. With Death Knell.
Does Benson agree with this?
The souls out of it.
This is evil as fuck,
but I love it.
Wow, this is pretty evil.
So, do you do all that? Do you stabilize and then Death Knell and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, after.
Okay, of course. All right, so you heal up, and before you guys go in, Benson, you see him clearly
sucking the life
drain the soul out of a creature.
Yeah.
Sorry about it.
Benson didn't say anything.
Benson will remember this.
I feel like Benson has like a ledger in his mind.
Might have to put down Adalar.
This is good, Adalar. This is how you maximize your power.
Indeed. You know, some people think that Abadar is evil. Some people think he is good. But I know that he is neither. He has given me access to magics that can help in a variety of situations. And what better way than to use the energy of our enemies to bolster our own?
Agreed. Good and evil. I don't give a damn. Letting morality get in the way of victory is always a sign of weakness.
He darts eyes over at Benson. Gives him a little wry smile.
I'm not a missionary. I'm not responsible for your fucking souls.
Good.
Well, good.
I don't want you to.
I don't want you to be anywhere.
I guess, do you want me to do, like, first aid on... Because you said you're wounded, so I need to actually...
I need treat wounds or full health. Yeah. In 10 minutes.
10 minutes. Okay, so I will definitely treat wounds on you. It's like DC 15, 20, and 30, right? Mm. All right, so I want to do the DC 30. Made it. So nice. That is 2d8 plus 30.
Shit.
Numbers sound so weird. I hate them.
42.
Wouldn't be 2d10s, or...
No, because this is just treating wounds.
Gotcha.
Yeah, just... Yeah.
All right, I am at full health. Okay. My wound is gone. 10 minutes have gone by. Benson should have about 7 minutes or so left on his stone skin.
Yeah, just about. Yep.
Heroism is done. Gone. Mm-hmm. Heroism's gone. Mm-hmm.
He'll wounds are on Vimir.
How much is he down
by? He's only down by 16.
Okay, how much is... Are you down, Benson?
I'm down.
Do you have 30, ward medic?
Do I have ward
medic? Ward medic.
The feat that allows you to treat wounds two people at the same time. Otherwise, it would be two separate 10 minutes.
I don't think I have ward medic.
I'm down 30.
You have to spec into medic, right?
I mean, it's just a skill feat for medicine that allows you to heal do two people at the same time.
I don't think I got that.
I think it's...
No,
I feel like you would have talked about it at some point.
Yeah, well, I don't want to waste stone skins.
Yeah, because
treat
wounds is you spend 10 minutes treating one person. So there's a feat that allows you to do it to two people if you're expert, and five people if you're master.
I can use a three-action heal to kind of get everyone in a bubble.
Well,
so that'd be 40-10 for everyone nearby.
You need 30.
I'm down 30.
Because I played Dr. Brick, I feel like I went to Pathfinder Medical School.
I know all the feats.
Right. I mean, I'd get you pretty close to full with 4d10.
Fine with that.
So.
Trust me, I'm a doctor. Where did he go? Pathfinder School.
Trust me, I'm a doctor. I mean, I play one in a game.
Only 17.
I'll take it.
Vermeer's full.
Yep.
That works.
And since we're technically doing this before I suck the life.
Do you have medicine yourself?
No. No, I'm a doctor.
No.
He kills people.
And
he's
that's
the
all I do. Do you have medicine?
No.
Oh, okay. All right, so yeah, you're the only one who can treat wounds.
Well, healing gloves, is it only one per person, or is it like once you use it, you're done?
Healer's gloves once per day.
Once per day, the
magical
that.
Effect, yeah.
Yeah, save that then.
Those are my defibrillators.
Him and I are of a like mind. All right, so you guys do your healing and stuff, let me read this room again. You're starting in this room, but just to kind of give you guys where you are. So this is called the Gathering Room. The fossilized ribs of a massive creature support the ceiling above, while the walls are carved with reliefs of an immense dragon, burning cities and eating other dragons. You definitely see a blue dragon getting its head ripped off.
Seems that's like a little makes Kezra a little shaken.
Seems like the
propaganda.
It's fake news.
You also see a gold dragon laying dead in one of the reliefs.
Ooh.
Oh, sucks.
Seems like the
hot. Well, man, that's so bad that they did that to the blue dragon. Gold dragon. Nah, that sucks.
Damn, that sucks, bro.
Can I make a perception check?
Yeah, can we like check out this door before we touch it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seriously. Yeah, I'm going to detect magic on the door.
There you go.
You do not detect any magic.
How about beyond it?
Beyond it, how far does it go? Because you still have plenty of
30 feet
squares.
30-foot cone.
Let me see. If you are right at the door...
And I can sweep this cone.
Oh, sorry. I did the wrong thing. Oh, I'm sorry. from the door... out to 30 feet. No, you do not sense any magic.
Oh.
Yep.
Hmm.
I rolled
up to 30 feet out. You do not sense any magic.
I rolled 26 on my perception.
20. As you sort of put your ear up to the door, also you can touch it. Nothing happens there. You do hear what sounds like a good number of, like, a handful of things, like breathing, sort of like. Not talking, but just like breathing, like heavily.
Look around. Does everybody look like we're going in?
Hold on, I want to check buffs. See invisibility. That was 10 minutes, so Don't have that anymore.
I'm gonna cast see invisibility.
Oh. Cool. You can take your turn on see invisibility.
Yeah. Gotta take turns.
It's your turn to see invisibility.
Still got spell immunity.
Mom said it's my turn.
Mom said it's my turn to see the invisible creature.
Feel like resist energy might be good here.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fourth level spell, though. Oh, maybe I'll be down to 1 4th level spell. But it's pretty good.
There's a lot to go from this football yet.
Yeah.
Big-ass football.
Yeah, I'll cast resist energy fire on Adalar and on you.
Just do you.
I'm gonna say myself.
Yeah. Why don't you do it? Why don't you do Benson and yourself? I already have resist fire.
Yeah, he's already got.
Have resist fire.
It's completely moot to do
then,
that.
Then right. Then on myself and on Benson.
So you guys get to resist 10.
Resist 10.
Nice.
Ooh, very nice.
There we go.
Yeah, I forgot about your ring. Good call. I just don't want you to die. I get very scared for you.
Aw, Kesra does have a heart.
The nicest thing he's ever said, that he doesn't want you to die.
You got the absolute shit kicked out of you last fight.
I know, but I can take it.
That's true. You can take it as you're, like, dying.
I have multiple.
Good.
Kesra's a survivor. He's got multiple ways to live, I mean.
Yeah, that's true.
My ferocity is gone, but I got other tricks.
Yeah.
All right, breaching.
You open the, there are two doors, I'll tell you, they go into the same room, as is tradition here.
I don't believe you.
I want to hide behind Benson.
Hide to you, not now. Alright.
Synchronized kick-ins.
3, 2, 1.
You open up both of the doors.
Death charge, go!
This room is more elegant than any of the others within this fortress.
Ooh.
Covered with fine inscriptions, geometric patterns, and exquisite calligraphy. What you also see in this room are two large creatures.
Ah, crap.
Let me see. Can I, I gotta find it here in the list. You see what was, breathing heavily with all of its voices as you see a three-headed beast.
Oh, fuck!
Is that a...
One with a goat head, one with a feline head, and one with a red dragon head. And there are two of them!
A fucking
There's
chimera?
There's two of them?
There are two!
Not one, but two chimeras.
Holy fuck.
There are two chimeras, one on the western corner and one on the eastern corner. Well,
we don't know they're chimera. I'm kidding.
There's no other creature that has
three heads.
That has three heads.
Three heads of different creatures. Yeah, okay. The fucking chimera.
Looks like we're split this up.
Close
you guys
the
take
door.
One, we'll take the other.
We'll just close the door on the wall.
Just close the door and just walk out.
Open the door, see two chimeras. Oh, fuck that. No fucking way.
You think the town guard can deal with that?
Get back to Breach Hill, pull back an army.
Pull back an army? No, destroy the portal.
just fucking, you know, EQJ could deal with this.
Wow. Okay.
So, as the door opens, you see two of the chimeras. They pull all three of their heads up and sort of glare at you for a second, realizing you're not Trowerkal, or Boggards, or Ilokos, or Cinderclaws in general. Hey,
because there has a claw.
I call out Draconic.
Peace.
Well met, my dark brethren.
That inflection was pretty bad, but...
Kesra sees what you're doing. He's like, yeah.
we're new in charge. We're from the other camp.
And he holds up the claw.
Yep.
You stole that claw.
What?
A fine sacrifice for Dark.
They say in unison.
Never stolen a day in my life.
Benson, we all know that's a lie.
Benson just winces as he knows the obvious lie spoken.
Ears just burn.
Or no, you just we never stole a day in my life. I just go.
He starts laughing.
I thought I'd at least get a deception check.
We're speaking in Draconic. You can't even understand us.
Yes, they can.
No.
Hey, John. Oh, John. Yeah, John can. Everyone roll initiative, please.
Aww. He was just angry.
I'm going to roll deception for my initiative.
You know what? Go ahead, because why not?
I'll roll stealth. So I hid behind Benson's mighty back.
Uh-huh. So you two were perceiving at the door, I thought.
Yeah.
Okay. Elkwood, what is yours?
28.
Benson?
30. The one in our corner, if 30 intimidates, sure.
Let me see.
Kind of doubt it.
Yeah. Nope.
There's a chimera. Oh, boy.
Jake's like, oh, my sweet summer child.
Oh, no.
Adelar.
25.
Good choice of music, because you guys are going to get fucked up.
This is pretty terrifying.
Yeah, this is going to be rough.
Kezra, your turn? Or, your,
I got a natural 20 for 30.
What? Hey.
Whoa. Who's this guy?
It is going to roll off between Benson and Kezra here.
No, you just decide in Pathfinder.
I got a natural 20. I feel like I can go first.
Benson, you can go first. I'm not going to do that to you.
Either way, I roll 2 for the roll off.
But hold on. Let me see if I get a 1.
You have a higher dex, don't you?
I don't know.
7.
Probably not.
No, he can go before me.
Yeah, he got a natural 20.
Yeah, no. Kezra is going before the two of you. However, the Chimera all the way out the east is going to go first.
Oh, no, that's more closer to me.
Yeah, it sure is. So Chimeras have a lot of fun stuff. They have, they got 1, 2, 3, 4 different kinds of attacks. They got, oh, that's a fun ability. Okay. And what's this one? Oh, that's fun too. Wow. These are going to be so many interesting things. What he's going to do, though, is he is going to go up and... I have the ruler on. That's not going to help me move. He's going to move up to Kezra.
Yep.
And he's going to do something called a 2-3-headed strike. Chimera makes a strike with its dragon jaws, lion jaws, and goat horns. I will tell you that it's a little bit harder to hit because of this attack. I don't think it's going to matter with these bonuses I'm seeing here.
Meep.
And so it's pretty much, remember the Draconic Frenzy that the Hawks Chosen said?
Yeah.
It's like that, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, with the, let me see if I can do, count the negative in here. So, Dragon Jaws coming out first on you, 34 to hit.
Oh, Jesus.
Exactly a crit.
Whoa!
This is very bad.
Yeah.
So, that is going to be... let me just hit that. So!
And Kessler goes down.
40 points of damage.
That's doubled.
Yes.
Okay.
Cheers.
So, now I'll tell you that the energy damage in this dragon jaw bite was fire for 6. So, and you have resist 10 fire? Okay. So subtract 6 from that then. So it would just be the physical for 34.
The total doubled fire was 6?
Correct, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, because it was times 2 on top of this. Luckily, we found you can just hit critical, and it just does it all. Does like all critical damage for you. Next one. Seems like. Oh, okay. So no map here.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Yep.
That's what I was afraid of.
Next is the lion jaws.
They all get their own big old fun attacks.
Yeah, they do. Chimeras are fun. You guys should run more games with chimeras in them.
Jake, will you let me... Can my backup be a chimera?
No. 27 hit.
Yep.
Funny enough, 27 points of piercing damage.
Oh my gosh.
God damn, Kezra.
I'm going to have to tank 2 of these.
Last attack with the goat horns.
He's a 27, right?
Yeah. 27, yeah. I know the goat horn hits because it's another 27 to hit.
Oh my gosh.
For 28 points of piercing damage.
Jesus. Shouldn't be that much. The goat horns.
Well, that sucked.
So that was what, 80 points of damage?
A lot. Yeah.
Close.
81. That, not, that was that Chimera's turn. Kesher, your turn.
Lord.
Power of dog.
I closed the door.
No, wait, that's what I'm talking to you.
So I close the door.
I can't open a door with my large paws.
One action, and I guess with my other action,
run away. Get behind Benson.
I cast blink.
Okay.
Hey, this has saved you before.
Unless I teleport through the door.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
Oh, no.
But it's okay if his subconscious body can blink.
Boop.
Where are you teleporting?
Right there.
Well, okay, oh, okay. 5 foot to the east. Okay, so you're still in that main hallway. I say hallway, it's a horizontal shaped room.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Okay.
Think like a curve of the ribcage, if you will.
Yes, yeah. Just quite. After Kezra, it comes to Sir Benson.
I really don't know what the fuck I'm doing here.
You look over and you see Kezra just has fucking holes and shed and his skin shredded in his front.
You heard the other door just slap shit.
Nope. They don't need a curse on this door. God.
How the fuck are we gonna beat these things?
I genuinely have no clue. I don't know what the right move here is.
Everyone, get out your ranged weapons.
I guess you could hold your action till that one approaches you if you want. Because then you could strike and move.
Yeah.
True.
You could strike, move, close door. Or strike, move, and then I'll close door or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Alright.
Holding my action.
Holding your action. Now, what would you like? Because, you could also close the door, right?
I can.
I'll go good.
This also doesn't require an athletics check or something.
Nope, these are regular doors.
Okay.
They're regular doors.
So in that case, I'm going to use my full three actions then when it comes to me.
Yep.
Does that mean, will you hold...
What?
I'm just wondering, I don't know if Elkwood can see the chimera or not. Or
I see a sliver.
Yeah, so
are you going to
hold as well?
It's concealed to me. No.
Because if you hold until it approaches, then you can get a shot off of it at closer when it's not up to her.
So this is the strat of opening the door, take and shoot an arrow and close the door.
Yeah. Because as long as they're spending one action to open the door, I mean, that's something.
Yep.
Yeah.
We're also being like, yeah, they definitely can't just break the fucking door down.
Shh.
Junk, shut up.
These doors are impenetrable. They're made of Dahawk's bones.
you wouldn't do that to Dahawk's bones.
Wait, you wouldn't break this door. It's hand-carved mahogany. Okay, I guess I'll hold my action.
Alrighty.
All I'm saying, we got doors in front of us. We got doors behind us.
We can just keep going through these doors.
Alright. So, Benson, you're holding.
Yep.
Elkwood.
Right. Hunt prey on the one on the left.
Okay. Yep. Westernly.
Yeah, from my angle, I can shoot it. I think I'll just use one. No, because I would have to delay in order to use that. So I guess two action to shoot a arrow.
Alright.
Okay.
Release a pointed arrow at the one in the back.
Nope. Natural one.
Oh my gosh.
Damn it, Kezra.
This is your fault, too.
This is your fault, Kezra.
I've been wielding the natural ones for episodes, so... This was your bow?
Yeah.
Archer's elbow!
Wow.
Until healed, you take a minus two penalty to ranged attacks.
Not the worst.
Yeah,
not the worst.
Yeah. Until healed, too, so... moment now.
Yep.
Ow. That's it.
That's it. All
your
right.
Old archer's elbow injury.
I believe it.
Your tendonitis like flared up.
Tendonitis.
It's like tennis elbow.
Yeah. Definitely.
Get that man some liniment oil.
Adalor Vaynor.
Adalor Vaynor is going to pop out that halo. Let's see. 5, 5, 10, 15. You're not even in range, Kezra.
I blinked there. I couldn't choose it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you chose to cast Blink.
Yes, you did.
Yes, I did.
But I'll pop the halo just in preparation for next, you know, for whenever you get back into it.
I don't know what I do.
Then I'll cast a 2-action heal on your butt.
On your butt.
Specifically the butt.
They didn't bite me in the butt.
They did not. It's all frontal.
They didn't want
but
that.
Full frontal damage.
Wasn't on that cake.
63 points of healing.
Thank you.
Damn. Kezra's just a roller coaster. That's what your health bar
yeah.
is.
That's my turn.
It's like that Carbot animations of, what was it? The medic from,
Lieutenant
Morales.
Yeah. And, who was it?
Butcher?
Was it?
He was a guy from WoW. He was the the shaman from WoW.
Oh, that's a Thrall?
Thrall, yeah. Yeah, it was Lieutenant Morales just healing Thrall as he's getting like limbs chopped off.
Yeah, my like arms and legs are just getting like hacked off. just whoop, whoop, whoop.
Carbot, by the way, one of my favorite channels because they started ever since Elden Ring came out, they've been doing like Elden Ring videos.
Oh, I have to check those out.
They're so fucking funny. Please, everyone, go watch Carbot. I don't care what you play. They have something for you. And they're very short. They're only like 2-minute videos.
I'm sorry.
What?
I would have not held the sensor anymore because we had 10 minutes, so I have my prayer beads in hand. So that means you get an extra 1 point of healing.
Ooh.
I'll take it.
Cool.
That 1 point will save him.
I'll need it next time. All three of them rip me to pieces.
Yep. It is the Chimera on the westerly side of the room. It is going to go up right about directly in front of Benson.
Expecting a breath weapon.
It is going to use a breath weapon. Good job, Mark.
Yeah. I get extra credit.
Can I get my swings in?
Is you ready?
I held.
Oh, you did you hold or did you ready?
He held.
Okay.
Ready is you use 2 actions to prepare 1 action. You moved an initiative.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. So
you could get all your actions when it came to
exactly,
it.
Exactly, yeah. So what I'll do after this is I will just move the Chimera up in between, or I'll move Benson and Elkwood down below the Chimera in this turn. Anyway. Breath weapon going out. I need one from... Let's see, that's a...
Everybody?
That is a cone. How big's a cone? 30-foot cone of fire. So, basic reflex save from everybody except for Vamir and Kezra, because you're a little too far up.
Sweet.
Is it fire?
Yeah, it's fire.
Ooh. Yay.
Yep. Of course. A Chimera with anything other than a red dragon head would be weird.
Yeah, that'd be strange.
All right, going around. Benson, you were first.
26.
26. That is a fail.
Great.
Elkwood.
30.
30. That is a success. And Adelar.
30.
Just a fail. So
I know.
No, sorry.
He's changing it for each person.
Sorry, Adelar.
I just wanted you to fail.
I just really don't like you.
I just hate you.
Wait, what?
It's very personal.
What?
No, that just a success. Sorry.
The dragon was specifically aiming at you?
Yeah. It's a beam. You got a... Adelar, you got a regular success. Yep. Elko takes nothing. Benson, you failed for 32 points of fire damage.
22. Oh.
Excellent.
Well, if you take 10 off of that, right?
Yep.
Yeah. He's still skimming off the top here for damage, which is going to help him immensely.
Yeah.
All right, and that is its turn. It comes back to the...
Oh, wait, we have held action.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to...
So let me move you guys here. So, Benson, you technically held first, so I'm going to put you directly below at a 20 initiative. God, I'm gonna... Don't ever hold. Never hold again. I hate moving initiative around.
What do you think? Just strike and move? Or 2 strike and move? We'll find out real quick if this thing is AOOs.
It depends if you want to close the door or not.
Oh, damn it. I moved Kezra. I'm sorry. Hold on.
I think you want to avoid being flanked by the other one at
yes.
all costs.
Yeah.
So strike, move through the door.
Yeah.
Because
it might not be able to work. Fit through the door.
Yep. I just moved initiative around, Benson. It is your turn. What are you doing?
First strike, 29.
29 hits.
Okay.
14 points of damage.
Okay.
Okay. That was a hit, though.
That was it?
I was.
You can deal damage.
Second one's going to miss.
All right.
Okay. Where do I want to move?
You want to move? You want to move back a bit?
Yeah.
Okay. So you move back behind the door into the hallway-ish room that you were just in.
Yeah.
And was that a step or did you full move?
That was a full movement.
That was a full move?
Yep.
All right. I think he's going to take an attack of opportunity on you.
That's what I figured.
So, which one was to do it? You know what? Dragon Jaws. Really enjoying the Dragon Jaws here.
You missed that AOO on me.
I couldn't do it because you do the attack of opportunity after the movement because you closed the door.
No, my spell.
I did it first. I thought about that because I was okay. Just like attack of opportunity. No, he closes the door. Because of that rule because of that caveat, I did not get the attack of opportunity on you. Jaw strike on you, Benson. It is going to be a 35 to hit.
That hits.
That is going to be. So you have a resistance 10, right?
Yep.
Okay, so. Dang it. It's going to be 18 points of damage.
I raise my shield and lose two spikes.
Okay.
Wait, you said 18 points of damage, but how much of that is fire to draw it to the count?
I subtracted the 10 out of it, yeah.
Three spikes, I lose.
It was going to be 12 points of fire damage.
Wow.
Okay. All right, that was the attack of opportunity, and you moved. Anything else you're doing?
Nope, that's all I can do.
Alrighty. Then it comes to Elkwood. It is your you held. So
no, Elkwood did not hold.
He did not.
No, he did not.
Okay,
shot.
You shot.
Oh,
I shot. Right. Gun.
Shot
one.
Failed.
Yep.
All right. So
damn it,
Jake. What's going on?
I don't know. I'll just put you back. Because you went. Who did you go after? Did you go after Adalar or before Adalar?
Before Adalar.
Before Adalar.
Before Adalar.
Alright, okay, so then Benson just went from his held action, so it goes back to the top of the round then.
So the one on the right.
To the one on the right, okay.
It doesn't have hands, it can't open the door.
Well, it's got dragon claws.
Shit.
They got thumbs.
No thumbs.
He is going to open the door.
Damn it. Close the door.
And then he's going.
Kezra has a ready to action to close the door.
Just slamming it back and forth.
What if that was a feat like. Close the door. And you can use your reaction to close the door. That'd be awesome.
That'd be pretty funny.
Super situational.
I was going to say super circumstantial, it'd be hilarious.
The DM would never have any.
I know,
doors,
yes.
Doors
open fields everywhere.
Or
not a single door.
The door exploded.
All doors are portcullises. Good luck. So that was that. Can he hit you from here? You were kind of behind a door. Does he even have reach? Even he does not have reach. He is just going to breath weapon you then.
Oh, just Kezra.
Yep.
Oh no.
Just a breath weapon on Kezra. So he opens up the door and you see the dragon head. Ow. Make a basic reflex save, Kez.
Get closer to me.
Okay, 30.
30? Regular success.
Cool.
That's what I'm talking about.
So you will take half. 29 total. So,
15, so 5.
Yeah, exactly.
Or 14.
Yeah, so then 4 total.
Wow.
That went
fire.
Oh, no. 0, because of blink.
Oh, no.
So that's resistance of everything.
Wow.
Wait, does that supersede the other resistance or no?
They're two different resistances.
Wow.
One's resistance everything, one's resistance fire.
Wow. Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Zero damage.
So his form just blurs for a second. And,
hell yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's incredible.
This, the Chimera's mad. all right.
Hope you got a recharge four, you bitch.
Oh, you know what? Let me roll that. Hold on. I do need to roll on the breath weapon recharge. I did not. It's not four. Kezra, your turn.
Fun. Interesting.
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
It is. They're called chimeras.
They are called chimeras.
Wait, you want to know that? Make a knowledge check.
So I guess we should call
him. What is this beast?
It'll be an arcana check or something.
Have you ever read a book?
These are definitely children's books. Definitely in children's books.
Yeah.
Roll a reflex save. I lightning bolt you.
Yay!
Alright.
Oh, I rolled so well. 12, 12, 8, 6.
Whoa!
41 damage.
That was a natty 20.
You fucker. Piece of shit, I closed the door. Asshole. That was 41 damage from that lightning bolt.
No, it was.
Fuck you, I closed the door. I'm gonna do it. I close the door, bitch, and I teleport.
Oh no.
This could be so bad.
Where do you teleport?
That's such a good amount of salt.
I teleport here.
Oh.
through the wall into the other room.
Oh my god. Kelly is speedrunning a new character. Alright.
As Kezra shoots a lightning bolt out, completely missing.
And then teleports. And
closes the door and then teleports into the room with the Chimera.
Blink doesn't take an action.
Well, next turn. Good chance I'll teleport back through the wall.
That's
dead,
true.
But.
That's true.
Just. Boom. 6 seconds later.
So you see me close the door and then disappear. And then, you know, you Scream. Might get my mutilated corpse coming back through the wall in 6 seconds.
All right.
Gosh. Screaming.
Oakwood, it is your turn.
Okay.
So. You definitely dodged a breath weapon.
Two action. Did you close the door, Benson?
No, I didn't have the actions to.
Okay, so two actions to shoot. So yep. Actually, really, yeah.
Yeah, totally. Just close the door. Yeah. Just let Kezra do it.
You know what? Kezra's so confident. I think he's got it.
He might actually die. That's all. He can always teleport back to the wall.
Yeah.
28 to hit.
28 is. That's a hit, buddy.
At least I can see the other one now.
Yeah.
Oh, hi.
Can't see you guys anymore.
Yep.
Yeah, we can't see you either.
Nope. Guess where Kesra go?
All right, so that wasn't terrible. 16 points of damage.
All right.
And don't know where Kesra is, so...
Nope. I feel like we just all of a sudden hear, "Oh, worship the Hawk! Oh, worship the Hawk!"
I got the claw.
Yeah, the hot guy sounds really nice right now.
Should I close the door?
I
don't fucking know.
Here's the deal. You don't see Kezra.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm like, I don't see Kezra.
For all you know, I teleported through the other wall.
That's true. Right.
I think he is going to close the door.
Oh my gosh.
Like, he is actually going to, because he doesn't know where Kezra is, and at this point... there's no way in hell no one's gonna run in between two chimeras if he's in there.
You know what, Mark? Thank you for being honest. Have a hero point.
Yeah, I got to.
So you close the door.
No one at the table's even excited. We're so fucking. We're so.
What the fuck did he want me to do? Oh, maybe I'll run in and get Kezra to run through.
At this point, I'm so arrogant on Kezra's inability to actually be killed. I think he'll be fine.
What?
I think it'll be fine.
You don't have orc ferocity anymore.
I thought he's gonna die multiple times.
All right.
It's okay. This thing's just gonna open the door up.
Avalar, it's your turn. Let's play the game. Where'd Kezra go?
What's Kezra doing?
Avalar, where'd Kezra go?
Why Charlie?
I am going to
hold my action with the assumption that the Chimera is going to open the door.
Okay. So you want me to move you in initiative here?
I'm sorry, but yeah, it's just...
Dang it.
It's like I could use meta knowledge right now.
We've done 14 damage to one of these things.
So you want to move directly after the Chimera, so like in between the Chimera and Benson?
Well, I'm gonna hold my action until I take it.
Okay, sorry. I understand.
So obviously if the Chimera opens the door and attacks, then I'll probably go next.
Right, so yeah, because the Chimera is going directly after you and he's doing exactly what you think, so... So yeah, he's going to
open the door.
Not that you can see this, but he takes a step up, opens the door.
Oh my gosh!
I saw him. I was like, oh, good. I love Blink. It's so chaos.
It's chaos into the omen.
So the Chimera goes up and opens the door mightily.
mightily.
So he can't do his whole two action jams here.
Because he moved and opened.
Yes. Wow. Yep. Oh,
this is the strat.
Yeah. Because Benson was in the one spot when he did the breath weapon, and then Benson moved from that spot. He was 5 feet away from the door, or 10 feet away from the door. So he actually couldn't. He had to use two actions to do it. Using these doors, I swear to God.
Hey, you bring a door, got no reason.
Let's see. So he's just going to do his jaws on you, Benson. I will say you have a little bit of cover from the wall.
Okay.
For a natural 20.
Fucking hell, man.
Owie.
What's that crit card take up? Give me the crit card!
Deep wound. The target is sickened 3.
Oh my god!
God damn!
Remind me of what that does.
It's terrible. It's basically minus 3 to everything, and in order to rid yourself of it, you have to retch to remove one of the conditions each against, I guess, its class DC.
Yup.
Fucking sweet.
Oh, is that a class DC or AC? But they're probably about the same, honestly. All right, so still like double damage and all that, though.
Yeah, still okay. Double damage.
46 points of damage,
and you have minus 3 to everything, including I think your AC.
Yep. Sorry. Let me do the 36 points of damage. Actually,
fire. Actually, you mean 0 damage to Benson as life connection is triggered, and you just see Adelar he sees this brutal attack, and he's just like, not today, Benson, and he like activates the mark on his hand, and you just see him like falter to his knee as he takes all this damage.
So you didn't take any damage then.
How did that,
right?
That how life connection works?
Yeah. Okay. I'm pretty sure.
Okay, so do you take it before his resistances, or do you take the full?
After calculating the amount of damage the target would take, applying weaknesses, resistances, and the like.
Oh, okay. All right, so 36 then. So because he gets the minus 10 from the fire.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So do you take the critical second condition? He doesn't take any damage. He doesn't take a deep wound.
Interesting.
That's kind of...
I feel like that's
I don't think
GM.
There's specific rules for it. I think
do you want to give me second 3? I feel like that'd be kind of sick.
It would be sick.
Like I'm taking so much damage that I literally feel sick.
So, I'll give you this.
Yeah.
You do take the second condition.
Okay.
You also get a hero point.
Yay! Everyone's getting hero points. Yeah.
There you go. That's fucking cool.
Oh, I love that.
Everybody on dance
floor. I'm so scared.
Mark got a hero point for honesty, and Tim got one for bravery.
Hey. Oh. Man, we just gotta get the virtues going.
Maybe just be nice guys for once.
Excuse me.
You get a hero point for just being Benson.
Yeah, I'm mortally wounded, and my AC went down by 3.
Oh, good thing you're not frontline.
No right. Kidding. Benson, it is your turn to try to earn a hero point.
This is the game now. We just try to earn a hero point.
I'll valiantly swing at the thing.
Valiant.
Well, we'll see how valiant it is.
Yeah.
get a crit, dude. We need.
I'm fucking due a crit at this point.
You've been pretty dry on the crits.
I've been dry.
Got 32.
32 is that's a regular hit.
Damage. Damn. Damage.
15.
15. All right.
Second strike. Yes. And should I Hail Mary it? Hail Mary, because I'm about to get a hero point for rolling a 20. Let's go. No.
Nope.
That's what I can do.
All right, I'm taking my held action now.
Okay.
Or held turn, rather.
Oh, okay. So, all right, so you're moving. So you want to go after Benson now.
Yep.
Okay. We'll move you to...
Really making you work today, Jake.
Yeah.
Well, he wants the third
turn. Normally your job as the GM is so easy.
Well, he wants the third two chimeras.
It's not hard, but I like it.
Right, I'll make it brutal for him.
All right, you held action. Or you're taking your turn now, Tim?
Yep.
Okay.
Close the door.
First action.
All right.
And second action, I finally get to use this, which is pretty sick.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to use battle medicine on myself.
Uh-huh.
And it just says when I successfully use battle medicine, so I'm going to just do the lowest DC of 15, so I can't fail unless I get a natural 1. I got a natural 3, so I succeeded.
God. Wow.
And because I have
all right.
The feat Paragon Battle Medicine, I can reduce my sickened condition by 1. So that's
nice.
My second
okay.
action.
All right.
And I think you didn't take any damage, so you're doing
I mean,
you're feeling funky.
I'm at...
Well, you did take some fire from the breath weapon, right?
I'm at 83.
Okay, okay. Well, in that case...
Spicy. What? What is?
I'm wondering if an emanation of healing would go through the walls or not.
No, it does not.
Does not.
Oh. No, AoE effects do not go through walls.
Okay.
Huh, okay. Cool.
So in that case, I'm. Oh, I know. I can't do it. I just already used an action to close the door.
Oh,
and
yep.
I use an action to. What do you call it? To do that for myself.
I know Jake did the volcano thing, but he said it was like the ground. So
yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
Makes sense.
Yep.
Okay.
It's kind of an iffy area, but typically your AoEs need line of effect.
Yep. Yeah.
You said you're at 90. I don't know. 83. Maybe I'll use my healer's gloves on you.
You didn't cast the healing well thing where we can touch you, right?
The beacon.
I do have beacon. Beacon. I do.
You have the beacon active?
Yeah, I have the beacon.
Oh, shit, cool.
Yeah.
All
right,
there you go.
So
use that shit.
Yeah, you could touch me with the beacon. So I'm going
to... No more Hail Marys.
Yeah.
Well, I might... So conflicted.
Your turn is taking a million years.
I know. I need to heal someone, but I don't know if I want to heal myself. I feel like I should heal myself. Yeah. I'm going to heal myself.
Yeah, you just took...
Yeah, heal yourself. Damage, so I'm gonna do the healer's gloves on myself. Hey, wow, double sixes. That's incredible.
Oh, nice.
I mean, so 19 points of healing from that's max.
Solid.
And your sickened is only for the check, not for like your when you do battle medicine or whatever.
Yeah, it's okay. Like you can forego healing to reduce the second condition.
Oh, okay, yeah, gotcha.
Okay, right, that's my turn.
Alrighty. That was Adler's turn, Adler's help turn. Chimera. The Chimera on the east and Kezra are looking directly at each other.
And Kezra warps over this wall and he's like,
Dahak rules.
Jake could very fairly make us all leave and just be with,
right? Well, you would still need to hear his screams. So he's going to do his three-headed strike.
Oh, fuck.
So these go at a... I'll give you a little peek. They get a minus 2 to each of them, so it's a little bit less accurate.
Wow.
Let's see.
I've got blink on, so I'm going to reduce at least 15 damage.
Okay.
That's good.
That is a 30 to hit on the first one.
Hit.
Okay, not a crit.
That is going to be 23 points of damage.
Okay.
7 of that is fire.
Okay, so... I'm going to take none of the 7.
Yeah.
It was a 23, right?
Yeah, so... It'd be 16 for the physical.
Minus 5, right?
So 11 total. Good.
I like that.
All right. That's much better. Luckily, the lion jaws and the goat horns are just straight piercing damage, so we don't have to worry about that.
Luckily.
Luckily. Natural one.
Suck it, bitch.
Kestra's going to live forever.
I hate the fact that Kelly's arrogance for Kestra is proving to be true.
He can't die. That makes no sense for you.
Yes, lion jaws, so unless it's really specific to that.
Broken tooth. Also makes no sense for you.
You instantly develop lockjaw.
No. Sorry, I'm looking at the wrong things.
Oh.
Ooh, torn muscle.
Okay.
Yes, until healed, you are enfeebled one.
Oh.
One less damage, one less to hit for everything you do.
Alrighty, then. All right. Well, they're definitely not getting healed, so let me just go ahead and throw enfeebled on here really quick.
Nice.
Let me see. Enfeebled. Put that there. Cool. And the effects are there. Thank you, Foundry, for being so good. That was the lion jaws, so the goat horns now. It's going to try to gore you with its horns. That is going to be... From the minus to that, and the minus to that. Okay. 36.
Yeah, that's crit.
All right. 46 points of piercing damage.
41?
Okay.
You're still up?
Yeah, I'm up.
God.
I resisted most of the first attack. He crit failed, and that one hurt a lot.
You are directly in front of him, so that was a two-action thing for the three-headed strike. So he's going to do a claw attack here.
That is...
Still going to be at the full minus, but claws are agile, so we'll see how he does.
That's a hell of an ability.
Mm-hmm.
Two actions, three attacks. Dragons can do that too.
Yes.
Regular dragons.
Remember Draconic Frenzy. All dragons have the ability to just like, you know, and if you're face to face with one, you're gonna hit a bunch. Anyway, so first attack here, 14 to hit, so not even gonna worry about it here.
God damn, what was that? Like a natural two?
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Just fucking run at the wall and just hope you go in the right direction. Please.
Let me out.
Okay. Kessler, it's your turn.
Yes, it is. Lightning bolt on both of them. Two reflex saves. I don't care if you're going to succeed at both of them.
All right, so the first one that is going to get hit by it, which is the one directly in front of you, natural 20.
God, what damn, the fuck, man? Is wrong with you? You piece of shit.
Jake is so happy. We're all so demoralized.
It's also the same one that got a natural 20 last time. It's just, he just knows. He heard about the legend of Kezra in this lightning bolt.
Yeah, he's supposed to be afraid of it, not like,
I know.
Fuck that guy.
I've trained for years.
Fuck that tiny bitch.
Every 6 seconds, he lightning bolts, so you have to dodge it.
Next one got a 26 total.
It's exactly a success.
It's exactly a success.
So, this one was 28 total, so 14 lightning damage.
14. All right, that one is steadily taking damage.
God, the lightning bolt prior to that was 41.
I know.
Yep.
All right, I will cast shield on myself.
Uh-huh.
And...
Where do you go?
Cross your fingers.
Pray to the gods that I go back over the wall.
Oh, the places you go.
Let's see. 1, 2, 3. Well, I can't teleport into him.
Nope, sure can't. So, yeah, it's good to go reroll. Because you can't teleport into a person. Or into a creature.
Where do you go?
Oh no.
I
see the cursor.
No.
Oh, over there now.
So, 5 feet northeast. So
yeah, I moved farther into the room and away from the wall.
Yep.
Now I feel like Ezra will die.
Okay.
You just gotta go all the way to the wall, then you can teleport into the break room.
That's true. Yeah. The break room is directly east. So
just go to the break room.
Go over there. There's a good chance you'll come out, and you know, and then you might teleport back with some deck of cards or whatever.
Maybe the chimeras. I cannot believe it got two natural 20s on the reflex.
I've done
no damage to this stupid thing.
Elkwood, it is your turn. The door is
closed.
Because Adol, are you closed there, right?
Yes.
Okay. It is your turn, Elkwood. The door is closed. You still don't see Kezra.
Send Vermeer in.
Yeah.
Do it.
Okay.
With less AC than Kezra. Oh my god.
thinking.
This is so...
Who goes right after me?
Directly after you would be the Chimera that you're facing. So the Chimera
Excuse
West.
Excuse me, we're facing a door.
That you were engaged with. How about that?
First action, open the door. Second action, shoot an arrow.
All right. There's still that, like, 5 feet between the two of you.
26.
26, that just a miss.
Close the door.
And you close the door.
What a fucking turn.
Okay, then.
Yay!
You close the door. The Chimera is going to...
Open the door.
Do an athletics to try to just rip that fucking door.
No.
Hey, nice. He's destroying the temple.
Yeah, the Hawk should be like
mad,
pissed off.
Let's see here. Hold on.
You know, guys, no destroying the temple. Right? It's my temple. You can destroy everyone else's.
I absolutely destroyed it on the athletics. The door flies and hits the back of the room as he rips it off.
Hits Kezra.
it bounces around the room like Captain America's shield and hits Kezra anyway.
Man. It would have hit the Chimera in front of me, but he rolled a natural 20.
He didn't roll a natural
20. Hit me instead.
He does a sick little fucking Healy flip over the door as it flies.
And so that door is no longer there. Thank you, Timmy, for opening the door. And a breath weapon. Need all of you, the three of you, Benson, Adelar, and Elkwood, to make basic reflex saves.
Glad I healed myself.
That works.
Elkwood, what'd you get?
36.
Yep, all right, success.
I wish I was more ahead, but whatever.
Adelar, what'd you get?
22.
That is a fail.
Okay, not crit.
Whew.
Benson, what'd you get?
27.
27. That is a regular fail as well for 35 points of fire damage.
None.
25 points of fire damage.
Well, 15 for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
No, 25.
It was 35.
Oh, it was 35.
35.
Yeah, yeah. He took this off. I was very confused there for a second.
Yeah.
You take 5. You just don't take anything, okay?
Yeah, take nothing.
Benson has evasion.
That'd be really...
for all the Dark Souls fans out there, every single time that comes up, I'm reminded of the ring you could wear in Dark Souls 1 that would make you do a flip with your dodge roll. And people would wear the Havel set, which is just stone armor. And so you see guys in full stone armor with a great
just
shield.
Just cartwheeling.
Just backflipping, cartwheeling. Funny. All right, and that was its turn with the breath weapon, Benson.
Reach back, poke Adelar, get some healing.
Yep. All right. That is good.
Adelar, you get slapped in the face.
That's
he does
four.
Seem a wolf. He just punches Adelar.
4d8 heal coming
me.
Your way.
I said heal me.
Is this increased by the halo?
Halo does all healing, right?
It's just, it might be specifically heal spell.
Oh, the heal, like healing font.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's stupid.
I mean, still, you know what he's doing next turn anyway, so.
Are you sure?
Let me reread it.
Well,
I'd love to be wrong.
I'm
think
sure.
You are. You don't have to look.
Let's see.
You know, John said.
You gain an angelic halo with an aura that increases allies' healing from the heal spell.
Oh, wow.
Italicized. Also, the halo doesn't apply to me because I'm not my own ally.
Oh, yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
Okay, so how much healing does Jonathan get?
17.
17 points of healing?
Yep.
Just from a little love tap on
a little poke.
Yeah, on Adelar's face.
It's just like slapping.
He just reaches back. Just like
can't see it. Just slaps you.
Okay. I'll swing at this guy.
Ah, uh-huh. Swinging at the westerly Chimera.
Miss.
Miss.
Yes, the westerly Chimera. Sounds like a storm.
I have been waiting to see a green number in this stupid roller for like 5 fucking sessions.
Yeah.
Still haven't. That was a miss.
Yeah, I thought you were leading up to it. I finally got enough of fun.
Nope.
All right. That was the end of your turn. Comes to Adelar.
It's been extremely
good in there.
Extremely bad, poor rolling.
Yep,
bad for us.
Get in there, Adelar. Got this.
Hey, remember, the one chimera is enfeebled one.
That's right.
Just throwing it out there.
Got him on the ropes now.
I bet he's sweating with that still full health bar.
Enfeebled by one weakness.
Surprised he didn't roll a natural 20 reflex save to avoid it.
Kelly's so mad.
Two nat 20s in a row on lightning bolt.
Nat 20s.
I'd be mad too.
No, you don't.
No, I would be mad too. I'm not, but I would be.
It's like nat 20s.
I thought you said rolled, I would feel bad.
And he rolled really well.
Or I feel so bad too.
Right, what are you doing there, Addy?
Oh, man. I feel like we need to do some damage to this thing.
Why would you think that?
You have done a bit, so this thing's looking...
Just like switching alliances.
Looking rougher.
So...
How can Adalar become Dahawk worshiper?
is Dahawk lawful?
No.
I just hate that I'm sickened.
Sickened the wretch.
No, I'm sickened two right now, remember?
Two!
So I'm going to use one action to reduce my sickened condition.
We get a wretch on the floor. Right on
Elkwood
shoes.
I'm using that little. I'm pretty. I don't. Is there a?
Use on one ability where you can heal.
I wonder. Can I continuously use battle medicine to? Oh wait! No.
Uh-huh.
I had this wrong. It says battle medicine. When you successfully use battle medicine, you can also reduce the target's second. So I would have gotten HP for that.
Oh, okay.
And
oh,
I just did the lowest DC, so that's just, 2d8
count. Okay, all right. So
I'm going to give myself 2d8.
Do that. Give yourself some health.
I need it. But that means I can't use it again on myself. That's
correct.
What I was trying to find out.
Yep.
So I have to beat, like, it has to be like a fortitude save against, I guess, the carrot class DC.
Wait, what am I doing here?
Because it's against his the crit. Remember the crit?
The retching.
Oh.
Yeah, so I don't even think I could... I feel like I'd have to make, like, a nat 20 to reach that character's class DC.
DC against the effect that made you sick. So, yeah, it's class DC.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Or it's attack DC, I guess.
That's brutal.
Yeah.
I know some of them go against the AC of the creature. I don't think this is one of those things. But it doesn't give me a class DC.
Class DC is usually like the attack bonus, right? Minus strength?
No, its class DC would be 10 plus its level plus 2.
Okay.
Okay, so... Okay. All right. 10 plus the creature level plus 2?
Yeah, typically.
Oh.
Because it's like trained is plus 2, 10, and then it's level.
Gotcha.
Pretty sure that's how class DC is.
So you have a chance to vomit.
And its primary ability score.
Right.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
That's so cool. I guess for the creature, it would just be its highest.
Yeah. Okay. So that plus that. Okay. All right. Yeah. No, I have a number here. Wait, would you roll?
What level is the creature?
Well, he can't tell us that.
Okay.
It could be expert, in which case it'd be plus 4 instead of plus 2.
Oh, I gotcha.
Jake, how much health does this thing have?
We are expert. so.
Right.
Hey, Jake, so what's its weaknesses?
You take it. Has anyone else had anyone else taken hits?
I haven't.
Yeah, you have?
Yeah, I'm taking hits.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's taking hard
so
knocks.
I have two actions left. I feel like I should probably heal instead of trying to reduce my second condition. Yeah, let's bump you up there, Benson.
How much health do you have?
How much health do I have?
Yeah.
I mean, I got half.
Jeez.
I'm at 82.
Ah, man, I don't know if a heal spell would be worth it then.
Yeah, you're...
You gotta figure it out, man.
So you're at half right now?
What would Adalar do? Let's ask that.
Adalar.
Not what would Timmy do? What would Adalar do?
Adalar would launch this ray of moonlight at it.
Okay.
So, let's just try to attack it, even though he is reduced to attack.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
You get a plus 1 from the death knell.
Yeah, you're right. I do.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So a 30.
30, that is a hit.
Oh, nice. There you go. So a 29 of hit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, death knell almost came in handy.
What about 28?
It was still cool.
Nice. So this, he conjures, instead of a glowing fire, you see crackling his fingertips, you actually see a pale ray of moonlight launch at this creature. A holy beam of freezing moonlight. So I'm going to do 5d6 cold damage.
Okay. All right.
Neat. Cold okay. damage.
For let's you. See. Okay. You tell me how much damage it is.
That's cold.
That's cold. Oh man, I rolled like crap.
Not the best.
That sucks.
11 points.
11. Oh wow, yeah, that was bad.
It's not a fiend or undead, is it? By
chance? Let me check. No.
All right. This just so you know, moonlight's rays, cold damage, silver for the purposes of weaknesses, resistances, and the like. So if it's weak to silver.
Is it a werewolf?
It is a beast. That's it. It doesn't have anything like that. It's not like a lycanthrope of some kind.
What's a lycanthrope?
Hey, if you do a knowledge check.
Right.
I can tell you. All right, is that the end of your turn?
What did I open the turn with? Did I not do anything else?
Didn't you try to
retch?
Your turn's been a million years.
I know. I didn't try to retch. Oh. I guess that was my first two actions. So, you know what? I'm going to use a one action.
Yeah.
Should just...
Touch yourself.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll just use...
Anything?
Well, I can't use Vital Beacon. It's once per round.
Okay.
I found out. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
People can't just mob in the one turn.
Yeah.
For Benson's hands only.
It's like I feel like I need to save my heal spells for actually using them good, so I guess I just cast Guidance on Oakwood.
Alright.
May Raro strike true.
Okay.
Alright.
I'm so stressed.
It is the Chimera on the east side.
Hey, it's my guy.
It is. It is your guy. He is going to take a 5-foot step up and do his three-headed strike. So still enfeebled. So he's gonna be taking some regular negatives here. Do 34 to hit on the first one.
Not a crit.
Oh,
cause a shield.
Yep.
Cause a shield. Regular damage then for 24 points of damage.
Okay. How much of that was fire?
Great question. 11 of it.
Oh damn.
Wow.
So. It was 14 total?
So,
minus 11.
Right.
Or minus 10.
Minus 10.
Minus 5.
Oh, because of that, yeah. Okay, so...
I don't think any damage.
So...
What did you say the total was?
So, wait, it was 24 total.
24 total, sorry.
Yeah. So, and then it would go down to 14 because of the resistance.
Okay, so 9 damage.
9 points of
damage. I'm alive!
That's good.
How about that?
That's concerning.
Lion jaws.
Actually.
What?
Yeah, it doesn't even fucking matter.
Oh, okay.
You never know. He might roll natural ones.
Actually, no, you're good. You're good.
Okay.
You're considered breaking your shield?
I mean.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Lion jaws. 23 to hit.
Miss.
Oh, wow.
Holding the line.
I can get 15 resistance from this next attack. With the break, I can break my shield,
right.
And I have blink.
Oh,
it's
right.
Possible I could survive
this
round.
Oh my gosh. Because
it had to step.
32 to hit.
Regular hit.
All right. Low roll. 18 points of damage.
I'm alive.
Let's go!
No way.
So I take 15 off of that, so I take 3 damage.
No way.
Alive.
Like, no way.
Holy shit. You're getting another lightning bolt, you bitch. I got one more left.
Someone needs to open that door so I can heal. Oh, wait. Why don't I just walk up and open the door?
Someone needs to open
the door. No, because that's two actions.
Yes,
walking, opening doors, I wouldn't have had enough action.
It's my turn, right?
Someone else open that door.
Someone get to that door.
Hey.
We need to find where Kezra is. I think he's in the other room.
Got 8 hit points left.
It's my turn, right?
It is your turn.
You guys see a giant lightning bolt go across the room again.
Oh, he's alive still.
We're at 2 reflex saves.
I will roll those reflex saves next
time.
This is so stupid he's alive.
Hey everyone, Jake the GM here to remind you to follow us on all of our socials to stay up to date with DPS content and Pathfinder related news. If you want more DPS content, check our Twitch and YouTube channels as well as our Discord and subreddit for episode discussions and lots of memes. See you in the next episode.